Will Leaf and Jason Frenzel are challenging incumbent Sumi Kalasapathy for the first Ward City Council seat. Leaf is a University of Michigan grad and serves on the Ann Arbor Affordable Housing and Human Services Advisory Board. Frenzel volunteers with the Huron River Watershed Council. One of the biggest topics they discussed is the dioxane plume threatening the city's drinking water.
It's basically a status quo, and that's extremely unfortunate. I would like to see the city partner with local organizations like the county and the state in a more strong way to increase monitoring of where the dioxane plume is to ensure that we know when and where it will hit.
Kalasapathy says the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality is understaffed and may be unable to take care of the dioxane plume alone.
And then we have also waited for them for 30 years to do this cleanup at a satisfactory rate. I really believe that it's time to look for others. Especially, I think we might want to follow other jurisdictions in passing a resolution and going to the EPA to figure out whether Superfund status is possible and what kinds of other options are available.
Leaf says securing a Superfund status for the city could increase funds for cleanup.
It's not certain that a Superfund status would solve the plume. Well, it certainly wouldn't solve the plume, but it's not clear that it would force the polluter to take appropriate actions, but I think it might. And the only real counter argument I've heard and the only risk of that is that Ann Arbor's reputation might suffer. But I think Ann Arbor's reputation is less important than the safety of Ann Arbor's drinking water.
The debate was organized by the League of Women Voters. A full video of the first ward's debate will be available on demand at the CTN website. Find a link at WEMU.org. Amanda LeClaire, 89.1 WEMU News.